In the name of Jesus. Every year, in the dark, cold days of January, Seminary Contrary sets out to preach Jesus Christ as the light of the world in song. Year after year, they sing the same glorious message from Vancouver to Tampa, from Boston to San Diego. And it's a joyous task as it is proclaiming the gospel. Such totally Christ-centered proclamation that says again and again and again that it is all about Christ really defines our life together here at the seminary. And that is also what today's Isaiah text does, as it gives us that brilliant light. The one who is our Lord and our salvation. Isaiah teaches the all-important difference between the sun and the sun. One sun rules over the kingdom of this world and all its matters and elements with a light that comes and goes. For this sun sets in the evening, and its purpose is for here and now, and it will have an end. And its rays cannot reach the real darkness that fills this world. But the other sun illumines, gives life through his word to a very different kingdom indeed. One that bears his name, as it should. For in it he is all in all, heart and center, Alpha and Omega for every member of the kingdom. And each one of them is loved by him. And this sun can reach any darkness and expose it for what it is. And this sun will never go down. It will shine forever. St. John says, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Isaiah says, your people shall all be righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. Well, dear friends in Christ, be comforted. He's talking about you. You are the righteous who have been given life by this Son and live in his light, even though you are sinners. Be comforted that even though you have your doubts and ugly things that bother and trouble and sadden you, Christ is there with his word, his spirit, his beautiful sacraments, giving you the power to say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The power to say, I am baptized into Christ. Isaiah goes on to say, the shoot of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. The prophet explains how we, the righteous, will endure. And it all happens according to the plan of one truly extraordinary gardener. This gardener will plant an Isaiah. But he doesn't stop with Isaiah because Isaiah will die. So the gardener plants shoots. Isaiah's successors. And since the gardener himself never dies and he just keeps on planting, the righteous will always have teachers and preachers who give them the word, and they will endure. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. What does that I might be glorified mean? When the righteous confess who the planter is, they are glorifying him. It actually defines our life together in Cramer Chapel. As Norman Nagel said so well, saying back to him what he has said to us, we repeat what is most true and sure. Most true and sure is his name, which he put upon us with the water of our baptism. This glorifies the planter. Concordia Theological Seminary is very much about the nurturing, tending, feeding, growing process for the shoots. And while shoots are not all very impressive along the way, in fact, Isaiah even calls them the least one, in the end, they become a mighty nation. In this garden, one teacher produces endless teachers. Just think how many shoots have come from Dr. Scare. This garden blossoms and flourishes even in the bleak midwinter when 16 seminarians take it out to frigid South Dakota. And it's able to thrive and bear fruit even in a time and a culture that would love to see it dry up and fail. It's robust and healthy, even in days that are hard in so many ways. Because the sun fills his garden with his life-giving, life-sustaining light. The Lamb is already our lamp. Rejoice and give thanks, O you righteous ones. For God has planted you here for a time where you have everything that you need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.